record. What we will do is we'll send, sorry, let me start. We'll go around the table, introduce ourselves, and then you'll have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value is and why. And then board may have some questions for you. There may be a conversation that arises from your presentation. But then the board will deliberate, the recess for deliberation session. They will send you a notice, or I should say the town will send you a notice, certified mail within 14 days of the close of the hearings. Okay? So let's get started. So this is for 461 Colonial Drive, and let's go around the table and introduce ourselves.
Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Terry Barrows.
Andy Sebo.
Okay, great. And you have the floor, Andy.
So I didn't come up with a value, but I was on the phone with Visions. I had an appointment with them, and we were on for a little while. And on June 3rd of this year, I was on, I don't know if I've got the gentleman's name here or not, but we made Joe.
Joe Jenkins.
Yes, that's it. Yes. And I thought I made a bunch of corrections on his form that he said should help. And then I've got a difference between the initial assessment versus the letter that I just got the other day, and it went up, which I don't understand the difference between those two, number one. And number two, it looks like Visions didn't, I don't know if they did anything with the information we discussed.
I don't know either. I can tell you that, there were certain things that they were allowed to make changes to, and certain things that they were not allowed to make changes to. So they were allowed to make changes to things like square footage, any objective physical data that they had evidence that the current assessment was incorrect. Okay? They were not allowed to make any subjective quality grading conditions, site grading, anything like that.
So can I, if you wouldn't mind, can you tell me why the assessment went up between the first letter and the second letter from 493 to 497?
That would probably be whatever Vision had made changes to.
They said it would go down based upon that.
I can't tell you what they said. I can't even say.
Okay, can I make some corrections then?
Yes, absolutely.
Similar things to what I talked about with Visions.
Yeah, you want to have the card and you can let us know what
Yes, so this rear section where it's got the porch in the rear, that is basically they call it a three season. To me, it's only a one season porch. We've got a sliding glass door that closes. It's got no central heat in there. We close it off for the winter or cold days, and I've got a picture of that sliding door if you would like to see.
That's between the main house and the porch?
Yes, between this little porch that kicks out here. Yes, it doesn't have no central heating. And we literally close it off, and I can show you a picture of that
That'd be great.
door.
It's an exterior door between the main house and the
Yes, exactly. Yes, and I'll show you that picture. And also under there, under that section, it's completely unfinished, 100% unfinished, and I can show you a picture of that
That's great.
also. Sorry, gonna get to it in a minute.
And is there, is it exposed studs in
Yes,
that
I'll show
porch?
you in 1 minute. Yeah, so here is the picture of that door. It's a dual glass door. It's a sliding door. And so that's 100% of the time that is closed off in the winter. 100%. Underneath it, I'll show you underneath, there is basically my workshop. Not that one.
It's over a full basement.
Yeah, it's over a full basement, but it's exposed studs. It's no heating. It's exposed studs in there. It's not a living space.
And that's a 4 foot concrete wall that goes around it.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So that is not a living space at all. Okay? The other thing also is I've got a section of the house, which is roughly 13 by 14, that is also unfinished with studs, and you can see in the ceiling and the walls, that's completely unfinished also.
Where is that section of the house?
That's behind here. It's in the rear of this. So it would be in this, yes, it would be in this area right here.
Okay.
Roughly 13 by 14. And that is exposed studs, exposed ceiling, everything.
You can.
You want me to drive in or?
Yes, please.
Yeah, it, I mean, this is not to scale certainly, but it's, and that's like where the water heater is.
About,
and
what size is that?
It's about 13 by 14 approximately, yeah. And that's this right here, right? You see the studs. You see the studs up there. The window isn't even finished here.
That's okay. Not this section here.
This is the front of the house.
Yeah.
No.
Is it finished?
Is it finished under
this
here?
Is finished here, okay. Yes. So I don't know. Oh. So, and also under the stairs is unfinished. And I don't know. That
doesn't
count. Okay. So if we talk.
The stairs finished.
Okay. If we talk about the condition of the house, for instance, my kitchen cabinets are original kitchen cabinets, mm-hmm. painted. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's brand new or anything like that. It makes a difference at all.
Okay.
Okay? So that's basically what I had talked with.
We can give him this if you want to
visions about.
Yeah.
I put no heat in this. That's all I did. I didn't write anything else. You're welcome to have this.
Okay.
Like.
Okay.
So you can keep that one out of your notes.
Yeah. So, and then my other question, I guess, so I think that's kind of it with my house. Oh, this is, I don't know if this makes a, this is a little nothing of a shed here to the right. I don't know what the red means. Probably not important. But
it's all important. Let's see.
Yeah.
So this is the garage side, correct?
Yeah, it's just a little shed with a little thin door. All I do is keep a bike in there. There's really not enough room to put anything else
yep.
in there.
So it's just a small attached shed.
It's a small,
That's what it is in for.
Yeah. Okay, it is. Yeah. Okay, my other question is 448 Colonial Drive, significantly bigger and nicer house than ours. And I was just floored to see the assessment of that. And don't quite understand that. I mean, it's natural to compare to your neighbors.
Again,
but 448. I'm sorry.
That's
right. Yeah. Significantly nicer, more up to date, much bigger.
It's a raised ranch?
Yes, it is a raised ranch. Mm-hmm. Two-car garage, and they've got an addition in the back, and, you know, it's significantly
Pillars.
Bigger. So I was flabbergasted when I saw that.
Well, data like that is helpful.
Yeah, I think calling that basement area unfinished, that underneath the porch, is going to make a big difference.
It will? Okay.
It will. Once we get that corrected, so that that would actually lower your overall square footage by, is that 18 by 14? So, you know, 100.
Okay. And and that it's not living area, it's also closed off in the winter.
Yeah, we'll call it an enclosed porch.
Okay.
Over unfinished basement.
Unfinished basement, okay, and then that, okay. But if you look at the 448, I mean, how can they even, you know, even if mine goes down, there is a significant, their house is big. So I'm trying to understand that.
Yeah. So when we change, how big is that?
Did you figure out his taxes?
So we're going to reduce your house size by basically 250 square feet, right?
Okay.
So your square footage goes from 1,300 square feet to about 1,000 square feet.
Okay.
And their square foot is 1,600 square feet. So that'll be a significant difference in value between the two houses. Right now, there's only a 300 square foot difference. So that's part of it.
Okay. So that should help.
That will
even out.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's what I mean.
I didn't say anything to him.
No, that's why we do this, because we want to make sure we have accurate data.
Yeah, okay.
Like if I drove by your house and I would look at that from the outside,
yeah,
I would say, oh, yeah, he's got a finished area above it, and probably that finished basement goes out below it. But by having you come in and showing us what's actually there, now we know and we can correct it.
Okay, very good.
Do you want to tell them about deliberation?
Are we all set?
Yes.
Any more questions?
Okay.
All right, so we will send you a notice within 14 days of the result of grievance.
Okay.
It'll be by certified mail, so keep your eyes open for that, okay?
Okay.
And I'll shut the record off.